This is New England Public Radio. For Massachusetts lawmakers, consideration this week, the House budget proposal and some 1,300 amendments. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We're joined now by Matt Murphy with the State House News Service. Thanks for joining us, Matt.
Thanks for having me again.
It's great to talk to you. This week, the debate over the proposed House Ways and Means budget begins. What's emerged as early points of contention?
Yeah, so, you know, school vacation week, obviously a slow week last week, but some of our team here spent some time poring through some of these amendments. And what we kind of saw was a real tension between a good number of lawmakers who would like to spend considerable more resources on things like education, and House Speaker Robert DeLeo, who's kind of postponed and hit the pause button on the revenue tax debate for now, hoping to have that later in the year and keep this budget rather clean in terms of new taxes and spending.
How quickly will they be able to whittle down those amendments?
So, you know, this will be interesting to see how the new chairman, Rep. Aaron Michaelwitz of Boston, handles this debate. This is obviously his first budget. He'll be feeling his way through this process, but I think what we understand is that they're going to be sticking pretty much to the tried and true formula of taking this subject by subject, having meetings with members, kind of in a back room, consolidating these amendments into big bundles and trying to pass them through. And if history holds, we could be looking at, you know, probably a Wednesday or Thursday conclusion to this debate.
New numbers for Massachusetts show unemployment in the state holding steady at 3%. Does that pretty good health number factor into all the decisions that lawmakers have to make at budget time?
Yeah, this has been a tricky thing for them to figure out because the economy, by those metrics, seems to be humming along quite well. Unemployment remains low. People are working. But tax revenues themselves have not been quite as robust. And if we think back last year at this time, state budget writers were looking at potential huge surplus as tax revenues were surging. That has slowed down a bit, at least compared to their estimates. Right now, two-thirds, three-quarters of the way through fiscal 2019, the state is just basically in line with its revenue estimates, about $19 million over after being underwater for a few months. So there are a lot of outside groups and people inside the legislature urging caution on spending because there is this fear that a recession or at least an economic slowdown could be on the horizon.
School funding is always a big and tricky part of the budget debate, but I understand House Speaker Bob DeLeo wants to deal with that in some larger way, in a different arena. Can you explain that?
Yeah, well, this is what a lot of people are hoping will be the culmination this year of a years-long debate about how to revamp the way the state pays for public education. But that debate, as we stand now, is not close to being over. And it is taking place right now in the Joint Committee on Education, and that's where it will stay, which created a situation as we look at this budget about what to do with funding, particularly for Chapter 70. And what we've seen the House do is put a significant more resources into this local aid program for schools. They've bumped it up $236 million over FY19 numbers. This is a much larger increase than we've seen in past years. And they've even set aside a small reserve to help with school districts that have large proportions of low-income students, knowing that the eventual funding formula revamp will probably account for the high cost of educating these groups of students, like low-income students. But without knowing exactly how that formula is going to be rewritten, there are lawmakers who would like to see more money put into this. They think that this doesn't go far enough, and that's a bit of one area of the tension we spoke about earlier between people who are really kind of craving this debate over revenues and wanting now to spend significant more resources on some of these priorities, and the speaker who's kind of trying to take a slower, more cautious approach.
Matt Murphy, reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Thanks, Carrie.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and to others at our website. That's nepr.net/podcast hub. This is New England Public Radio. Mm-hmm.